Radio Thailand speak with Professor Dr. Sakon Mongkon Suk, Dean Faculty of Science, Mahindra University, about the 21st century skills for the student and the educator at the seminar that faculty organized.
So what is the objective of the seminar, the 21st century skill, why we have to talk about this?
I think there have been a lot of talks recently about the skills that the students and the teacher, etc., need to have in the 21st century. I think it's very important that both the educator and the students need to realize that there's, you know, we have changed a lot over the past years. The skills that the today and future students need to have, and the skill that the educator must have to provide the student with these skills. I think they can be divided into two categories basically. For the 21st century, I think there's a learning and thinking skills, and then the other one is life and career skills. Within the learning and thinking skill, I think the major changes that we can see is that the content of the various courses and degree now I think become less important. Okay, the creativity, innovation of thinking become more important. I think the most important thing of all actually within this part is the critical thinking and problem solving. Since now the core of the fundamental materials, most students should be able to obtain using, you know, various IT methods, computer, etc., and various media, you know. So that is not so important now, that the content of the course, etc., you know, need to be provided. But within this age, you know, where you have explosive of, you know, information, the students need to differentiate, you know, what is important, what is relevant, and what is will be beneficial, and of course last but what's true and what's not. So I think the ability to critical thinking, you know, when they see the all this data and information, and how can they use all this relate to their problems, I think that's something that the student have to learn, which is quite different before student before, you know, come in, go to lectures, absorb the content, and then do the examination and they pass. So now, you know, the student should develop this critical thinking and problem solving is one thing. And they have to be creativity as well in their thoughts, because I think that with the flood of information, there's so many ideas and things being put in. So, you know, you have to sort them out and adapt those ideas to your particular problems. And I think that the student coming to us now need to have these basics. But, you know, I'm not quite sure whether Thai student today is actually well equipped in this quality yet. But I'm sure that in the time to come, you know, all students would be heading this direction. Another important thing is that I think particularly relevant to Thai student is the ability to communicate, not only in Thai, but in other languages as well, you know, both in English and in IT languages, etc. This, I think, are very important now because you have all this information, ideas and things. So it's absolutely critical to be able to get the message across to your fellow student or to public in general, which I think the educator have to change too. I think we have to change the way we teach. I think that, you know, might have to present less content, but more to what, you know, asking with stimulate the thoughts process, you know, the problem we present, how can the students solve it, and ask them to communicate clearly into what they're doing. This is the learning and thinking skills. Life and career skill, of course, that, you know, now social issues and cross-cultural skill is very important because there's less boundary between, you know, different sectors with all this information coming in. And of course the accountability, I think that most people feel is very important, that, you know, in your life you should be accountable to what you do. So, you know, that should be taught into as a way of life as a student grow up as well, you know, to be responsible for your actions, you know, responsible for your own thoughts and your commitments. And I think that in terms of life skill, of course, everybody must have a leadership ability, you know, and responsibility.
That was Professor Dr. Sakon Mongkon Suk, Dean Faculty of Science, Mahindra University, Thai Nang School Radio Thai News.